Jerry Bader Show. So driving home last night, and some of you can relate, some of you can't. I know some parts of the state got much more snow than other parts. Northeast Wisconsin got anywhere from 7 to 11, depending on where you were. Pretty treacherous drive home at times because of near whiteout conditions. And it's just amazing how some people just... I was in an area where it was near whiteout blowing across the road. And that's the only reason I was being cautious. The road underfoot actually didn't feel all that bad. But I could barely see, you know, see where the lanes were. You got people just go screaming past you. You morons. You know, you just want to... And honk their horns. Now, I had a guy in that situation pass me on the left and scoot right in front of me. Right in front of me. It's like, okay, dude, you can see that I'm having issues. Now, that actually wasn't an area where the road... Jason, that was on Webster. And it was sloppy. And I was trying to kind of stay in my own little ruts there. He goes screaming past and then right in front of me. If I had to brake for some reason, I'm probably going to slide right into him. Overall, I thought people were driving pretty good. I was pretty surprised. A lot of people must have gone home early. Because when I went home at the regular time, there wasn't a lot of traffic. By the way, now I'm going to get in trouble if I say this on the air, so I'm not. I was going to comment on how many people were left here at 5 o'clock yesterday, but I'm going to just go to a topic. Because I'm going to get myself in trouble. And I don't need to do that. The Breitbart website, and I always feel that I have to say the Breitbart website, because if you just say Breitbart, it feels like you're still talking about Andrew Breitbart. And, of course, he is no longer with us. God rest his soul. But it's still the website that bears his name, has an interesting headline. Conservative media turns its back on Chris Christie. Chris Christie, when it comes to media allies, is a man without a country. The liberal media that he thought loved him so much is treating him now like any other Republican. Boy, who would have seen that coming? Everybody. Meanwhile, the conservative media that would normally have his back is at best indifferent and at worst piling on. Rush Limbaugh is taking what I would say is similar to my approach. I just don't know. I just don't know if he's telling the truth. And Rush is taking kind of a wait-and-see attitude. Mark Levin, who is just kind of in an attack mode on everyone these days, is much more full throttle in his criticism of Christie. And Breitbart just goes down the list. Ann Coulter, once a huge fan, referred to him being seedy and kind of bitchy to his fellow Republicans. You know, then there's the whole Obama embrace. So he doesn't really have a lot of friends in the conservative media because they came to distrust him, as to a degree I did. And as a result of that, I don't think he's getting enough credit for the way he handled this, comparing and contrasting to the way President Obama has handled things. Just doesn't, it's not even close. He did fire somebody. He took responsibility. I think the reason conservative pundits are being cautious is they just don't know. They just don't know if he's telling the truth. And they don't want to take the chance. I really believe that's what it is. Well, you know, we're not going to defend this guy because it does kind of fit his MO. So what makes that all the more interesting, conservative pundits, talk show hosts, bloggers, columnists, who normally would have a guy's back like that because he's a prominent Republican and considered a front runner in 2016, they're being cautious. Scott Walker is not. Governor Walker gave Chris Christie a vote of confidence, said that he would welcome Chris Christie coming to Wisconsin and Camp, well, he said he would support, he would welcome Christie's support in his own reelection effort this year. Sure, Walker said, responding to a reporter's question after a White House meeting between the leaders of the National Governors Association. Slow down, Jerry. National Governors Association and President Obama. I talked to him personally, and he told me exactly what he said to the public, and that's the reason I believe him. This is front page news in the Green Bay paper and other papers. Why? Because a lot of people are surprised that Scott Walker is having his back, defending Chris Christie. Couple of reasons for that. One, this was seen as potentially helping Scott Walker. If Scott Walker decides to run for president in 2016, conventional wisdom is it's going to be a conservative reformist governor in 2016. Nobody's sure which one, but that's what most people believe, and most people until recently believed it was going to be Chris Christie. So a damaged Chris Christie would seem to bode well for Governor Scott Walker if, in fact, he does choose to run for president in 2016. So nobody expected Scott Walker to come riding to the defense of Chris Christie when it could benefit him. What they miss there is, and I've said this many times, they are good friends. They're close friends. I did a piece, well, Governor Walker said it on this show. Governor Walker thinks Chris Christie is conservative enough to be president. That was considered shocking because it would be assumed that if the two men run, that Walker would run to Christie's right. So that was a very interesting thing to put out there. Those who think that if both do run, it's going to be this rough and tumble, I don't. I just can't see that scenario. Here's a final thought on this, though. I think this is really dangerous. This has got Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Braun written all over it. But what it speaks to is Scott Walker is putting a friend before political ambitions. This might come back to bite him in the butt. This might be a scenario where, okay, you supported a guy and he was lying to you, and people will question his judgment. That might happen. But what it shows is he put a friend first and didn't care what the political consequences might be. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.